Centuries of human development along our coastlines has destroyed or degraded many of the world's coastal dune systems. But why do dunes matter? Well, for starters, they act as a natural buffer between land and sea, absorbing the impact of large storms and helping the coast gradually adapt to changing sea levels. Moreover, the harsh conditions of blowing sand, sea spray, and occasional wave erosion create a unique environment with rare species specially adapted to the constantly shifting sand. Given the rate that they are being lost around the world, there is an urgent need to conserve and restore remaining dune areas. Now, early restoration efforts were geared towards stabilization, maximizing flood protection and reducing sand drift. Nowadays, we try to balance land use with environmental concerns, so restoration projects take many shapes with different goals. And instead of stabilizing dunes, we sometimes want to activate them, so the natural dynamic conditions of blowing sand with sparse, hardy vegetation can be restored. For example, Parks Canada has undertaken a dune restoration at Wickinninish Beach with a strict ecological focus on habitat restoration for endangered species. Dune systems at Wickinninish are threatened by an invasive European grass, which is known globally for its ability to outcompete native dune vegetation and rapidly stabilize sandy coastal areas. Following examples in countries around the world, Parks Canada has committed to widespread removal of the invasive grass, as well as transplants of native species. However, recent research shows us that restoration isn't simply replacing one species for another or trying to recreate a previous version of the dunes. It involves the reestablishment of a whole suite of natural processes, which lead to dynamic and often unpredictable behavior. Now, this makes it tricky to define restoration goals, and it complicates the task of monitoring projects to determine if goals are met. And that's where I come in. My PhD focused on monitoring the restoration at Wickinninish. So every 2 months, over 3 years, my colleagues and I conducted repeat topographic surveys over designated portions of the beach and dunes. This allowed us to do what we call sediment budget analysis. Just like a financial budget, we track gains and losses of sediment within the various portions of the linked beach and dune system. By quantifying these changes and plotting them over time, we were able to see a spike in dune activity following restoration, as well as evidence for sustained dynamic conditions. To add to our assessment, we used laser scanning, air photos, and the manual surveys to capture 3D snapshots of the dunes at various stages throughout the project. We were pleased to see that following restoration, new dune types emerged and existing ones reactivated. All to suggest that, for now, natural dune processes have been restored and conditions for threatened species have improved. Thank you.